Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One image I can't get out of my mind from last night, gentlemen, is the clips they showed of Jaylen Warren training by running with a soccer net attached to his back, Bob?
Yeah.
I don't think I could, like, if I tried to run with an entire soccer goal attached to me, I would go backwards, not forwards.
Yeah, it would drag me back, too. I just think these guys come up with creative ways to keep their bodies in shape. And, you know, for a guy like him who is undrafted, earned his money the hard way after proving it and proving it, he's not going to let that just go away. He's going to have the same work ethic that got him to where he is, and so they come up with these things.
Limits, is that how you train for wiffle ball, by having a soccer net attached to you?
You know, thinking about when I have to move the soccer nets for my turkey bowl and how hard it is for me to move
that.
Those soccer nets are heavy, guys.
Bob, if
that's
I had to
weight.
Move a soccer net, I would ask like 10 people to help me, not strap it to my back and sprint.
Very stunning to see it as well. When I first saw it, I thought it was somehow enhanced.
I thought it was fake. It looked like AI.
Right. Right, but no, that's how he does it.
Wow. All right, lots of people commenting, and feel free, by the way, O Limitless Wonder, to chime in with any good texts we get, because I know we're getting a lot, and some about the atmosphere last night. And, you know, for good reason, Steeler Nation takes pride in invading other stadiums. It's one of the most unbelievable spectacles I've ever seen in sports. Is no matter where the Steelers go, their fans invade the stadium. We've seen so many times quarterbacks in on their home fields having to go to silent counts because of Steeler fans. Well, it happened to them last night. And it's kind of horrifying and kind of sad. And I really do think Bob mentioned speaks to modern times and how easily you can get rid of tickets for big money. And Packers fans do travel well. But we were never talking about stuff like this with the Steelers at home. Now we are, and I think it speaks to what we've been witnessing more or less. Some great moments for sure, but mostly seasons that everybody knows won't wind up with anything close to a championship for going on a decade. The Steelers are in their longest playoff win drought in 60-plus years. Just think about that for a second. And Art seems to be, based on his actions every offseason, kind of okay as long as they're, I don't know, what's the old saying, Limits? As long as they're outperforming the mean?
Yeah, the mean, yes, the mean, very
important. Which they are again this year, I guess. They're outperforming the mean at 4-3, but I thought Crowley spoke very eloquently to the scene last night, Bob. Let's take a listen to Adam Crowley from The Morning Show.
Happy birthday, Crowley.
Happy birthday.
The Steelers are 4-2, first place in the AFC North. You've got a primetime game that was discussed ad nauseum on every single NFL show, every single sports show across the nation this week. Haven't seen the ratings yet. Probably one of the most watched Sunday night football games in recent memory.
It was.
Two historic franchises. A chance to see history in Aaron Rodgers if they had won, beat every team in the NFL, which had only been done by four other quarterbacks. And now won't be done by Rodgers. And yet there were 40% Packers fans there. And I'm talking to people who were at the game last night saying Steelers fans are sitting on their hands. You heard it after the Dublin game. couple of players in the locker room said it was actually better than a home field advantage because the fans were invested in into it the entire time. That's because the people who went wanted to be there, spent their good hard-earned money to be there. It ain't cheap going to Dublin. And I realize people are spending their money and going to Acrisure Stadium. But these night games, instead of getting jacked up, you sell your tickets. And the ones that were there got drowned out by Packers fans. Even when the Steelers had a lead early, it was bleeding through on TV in a way that was getting tweeted about and getting talked about on the broadcast. It's pathetic.
I agree with every syllable.
I got people telling me all the time who go to the Steelers games. I go to one a year. I used to have season tickets. Maybe I'm part of the problem. Maybe I should never have given up my season ticket. I'm old, man. I got people telling me that you get yelled at for standing up on third downs. A pathetic showing, not just by the team, but by a lot of the people who were in Acrisure Stadium last night. And for those of you who sold your tickets, hey, you want to make a penny? I get it. Maybe check the damn zip code before you sell them the Packers fans from Wisconsin. The Steelers, by the way, including this year and the two prior years, are 11-9 at home. That's not a home field advantage. You'd be 11-9 or thereabouts playing every game at a neutral site. Pathetic, embarrassing showing by the team and by the fans.
May I interject? Is he done?
He has concluded the rant.
I mean, that was great, actually. And I agree with every syllable and half syllable and probably, Bob, even the quarter syllables. And I wonder what Steeler fans, especially if you were there, if you're a regular attendee of the games, would agree with that. That I guess like a lot of venues across sports, the vibe has changed to where it used to be, you know, regular people in there. And now it's you better have money to be in there. And maybe has that changed the vibe in there? Or is it more about them being 11-9 in their last 20 home games and literally never winning a playoff game or even being competitive in one? 60 years, the last time they've gone this long without a playoff win. And people just wanting to make a buck off this with rising prices for tickets. All of that combines to get what we got, which was really one of the saddest nights in recent Steeler history as far as that went. And he said it was pathetic, and he put some blame on the people in the building. Bob, is that fair?
I think it all comes down to, Joe, the performance of the team. It doesn't matter what team you're talking about. Even teams that are so ferocious in following their teams, like Steeler fans do when they go out of town. But I also think if you're not playing at a level they expect, and it's been several years since they've done that based on what their standards are, then people start, you know, to have the opinion, okay, it's not going to be that good. It's a big time game. Sure, we may see something. But at the same time, it's going to lead us to a similar conclusion. Not unlike if you're a Pirate fan, you know that going in. You're not going to fill that place up. How they change that is by winning. The Steelers, if they were playing better and more on a serious, you know, Super Bowl contending list, that would be different. The Penguins are going through the same stuff right now. They haven't had a sellout. Why? Because they haven't won anything lately. And I think it all starts there. If your team does well and they're very viable in conversation about championship, people turn out. They'll pay handsomely to turn out. They'll buy merchandise. They'll do everything. But if they don't do that, then you're giving them reasons not to show up.
And even the people in the building.
Sell your tickets.
Right. But even the people in the building, Crowley laid some blame there.
It's about what you think of the team at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go again. That kind of, you know, so it does
affect jarring. It's jarring to witness, I'll tell you that.
It is. And they can correct that by playing well, if they can do that.
They can, well, I would argue that they could play well for the next five games and run on a streak and people still wouldn't believe.
The winning has to come in the postseason.
Yes.
And if you go on a roll and somehow get there and go on a roll and all of a sudden now you're creating more vibe, more people want to get things in person. They want to be there for it.
It feels like the brand is suffering some damage. And I would think if anything would move Art II to actually make a move with the head coach, it would be if that continues, that the brand is suffering. And if you watched that last night, I think you'd be hard-pressed to disagree with that, that the Steeler brand, which is still amazing on the road for sure, and I'm sure there's a very long list for season tickets, but if you watched that last night and said the brand isn't suffering, I don't know what you were watching.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly, I agree with Crowley on all of that.
Yeah, I mean, again, it comes back to winning. And something interesting here, Nick Faribault, who's on this program quite a bit, does a very good job covering the Steelers.
Yeah.
So Mike Tomlin was asked why they ran the ball only three times in the second half. And his quote was, it wasn't necessarily a decision to do that. We were just behind the sticks. The game circumstances got away from us. However, the Steelers were leading 16-7 at halftime. And on their first three drives of the second half, they passed the ball 11 times. They ran it just once. Mm. And they had success in the first half running the football.
And LaFleur said at halftime he expected them to come out running.
Exactly. And so did everybody else. And so they went against that. Now, it wasn't that successful. They got some penalties. They were down in distance, not in their favor.
Yeah.
Couldn't dig out from that. But at the same time, while that was going on, Green Bay couldn't be stopped. So, but they weren't necessarily – the circumstances did not dictate that you had to pass the ball. They were up by nine.
For sure. For sure. In the meantime, a damaged brand? Is that fair? Were you in the building last night? 412-928-9370. Mr. P, let's hit the phones.
The lines are full. Here's Storm Tracker Dave to chime in.
Hello, guys. Another disappointing loss.
I hope your nickname isn't STD, is it?
You know what? Yes. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
What is storm tracking? What is that? Why does that apply to your nickname?
I actually got a website. I've been a storm chaser for probably 25 years.
That's an intriguing thing.
And it started
you
in
can't
college.
What are you going to chase around here, though? What storms can you chase? You have to go out of the.
What? You can't chase anything. But you know what? I do have a tornado. But listen, you got to wait for it to happen. It's kind of like the Steelers. You got to wait for it to happen. I don't know if it's going to, but anyway, this is no motivation. I don't know if I could not motivate my team. And I keep running this word collective out to you, and it's not motivating you at all. Bob, if I can look at you before you go to tea, hey, Bob, it's going to take you a collective. You're going to look at me like I'm nuts. What do you mean, collect what? I just think there's no motivation. This coaching staff has got to be the worst I've seen. And Tom is just standing there like he doesn't have an answer. He's just looking. I can see it, and you know, him just standing there like with his hands out on his side. He doesn't have an answer, and he better get his team motivated, or he will. This will be the end of the Tomlin era. I guarantee it.
Bob, that brings up an interesting question. What do you think would move Art to fire Mike Tomlin? What would it take?
Well, I think if this trend continues, I mean, some have argued it should
if they miss the playoffs this year?
Yeah, if they miss the playoffs and things don't go the way. But he did sign an extension of 3 years, so they made that decision when a lot of people thought maybe that should be put on hold or not made at all. So, it just depends on how the rest of the season goes. And even then, I'm not going to – if they get in the playoffs and win a game, I think, given what they've seen in the past 8 years, that will be something to build off of. That's how they'll look at that.
Well,
but if they don't, I think that is a fair conversation to have.
It's a fair conversation. Here's the percent chance I would put on Art Rooney making a move if the Steelers miss the playoffs, and even if they lose the rest of their games and go 4-13, zero.
So you don't think it's going to happen at all?
0% that he would move on Mike Tomlin.
Well,
that's
his coaching staff would have to be redone. And they talked about changes last year, and they really didn't make all that many changes. So that was a word that we heard a lot of in the offseason. Changes are coming. What changes did they really make?
They've made all the changes they can make over the years. They've changed quarterbacks. They've changed GMs.
I'm talking about coaches.
I know. They've changed coaches. They've changed coordinators. They've changed every coach. There's only one place left to look, and Art won't look there.
Well, he must believe that's the end. And listen, Mike Tomlin has had a 19 run with a lot of success in the regular season. Postseason at the beginning, their postseason has dried up, and that's ultimately what this team is about. So they have to go through that and decide what they're going to do, if anything, next. But I think before you see that happen, you said 0%. I would probably agree. It's going to have to be coaching changes on his staff. And they don't necessarily have to be hired by him, even though he does hire his own guys. There may have to be some collective agreement or disagreement on that.
To me, there's only if this continues this year, there's only one more place to look. Limits?
Here is Art. He's in Bloomfield.
Hello, Art.
Hey, good morning, guys. First time I've ever called your show, and it's corollary to some of the things that, you know, the litany of weaknesses that you've already talked about a great deal. The issue of tackling, you know, junior high school kids, the first thing they're taught is that a man runs with his legs, not with his eyes, not with his shoulders, not with his arms. And when you watch some of these players completely lose track of even the basics, you know, even if the first guy getting to the ball carrier is around the top, you know that the next guy coming has to go for the legs. You watch these ball carriers, they're all so strong, every one of them, every team. When they can carry 2, 3, 4 guys on their shoulders for another 5, 6 yards after the initial contact, it just kind of blows my mind. You know, watching this, it's viscerally uncomfortable.
How about Kraft?
I'd rather watch Alec Quippa play.
How about Kraft carrying Juan Thornhill for 35 yards, basically, on that play, on the one that went over Elliott's head? Where he was injured on that play, Thornhill had a chance to make that tackle for 35 straight yards.
And he kept going and going and going until he finally tried to make a cutback, and Elliott got back there to help, and that's when the injury occurred. But you're right. He had 131 yards after catch for a tight end. You don't see tight ends do that normally.
Except against the Steelers.
Well, they get their catches, but not yet that many yak yards. That shows you what the caller just said, that they're not tackling well at all either.
Here is Marty in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hi, Marty.
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Talk to Bob Pompiani. Hey.
And Joe Starr.
Yeah, hey, guys. I'm dumb. You know, it's you guys were talking about getting a wide receiver, number two, and all that. That's nonsense. I mean, the offense has not been that bad. The running game has improved. It's back to Tomlin and the defense. It always comes back there. They've been terrible for years now. And they should have hired it. If he's going to stay, he should be forced to hire a defensive coordinator. They could have had Robert Saleh when he went back to San Fran. It's a joke. His defense is terrible, and it's bad. They have 4 or 5 guys making millions. You know, it's just the defense is awful, and it's been awful for years now. And it's time for, you know, let him just manage the team. Have a defensive coordinator. Have an offensive coordinator. And he can stay out of the defense. He shouldn't be involved in defense.
Brian Flores is probably the example you were looking at before he even came to Robert Saleh.
Exactly.
I mean, he was here.
Exactly. Yeah,
they could have figured out a role for him, even if it wasn't, they could have called him assistant head coach in charge or whatever. They have titles for everybody these days.
Right, yeah, they haven't had since LeBeau, for crying out loud. It's kind of embarrassing, like, you know, to think about it. Like, when's the last time they had a top-notch defense?
Huh. Well, you'd have to go back on that one. I can't even.
I mean, the last time they've had some defenses that have ranked well in some recent years, but the last time they played even an average playoff game defensively was Kansas City and Alex Smith, the guy on ESPN this morning, ripping their defense. That was the last. Even they played really good that day, but since then they haven't even had an average defensive performance in the playoffs. They've all been horrendous, and now we're talking about
the defense had a lot
decade.
To do with that in those playoff games. The offense contributed, but it was all defense. They were getting shredded by guys like Blake Bortles and, you know, people of that nature. You can't let that happen. And in this season already, 32 points allowed, 31 points allowed, 33 points allowed, 35 points
allowed.
It's
unbelievable.
It's every week. You're turning into the Cincinnati Bengals defense.
Yeah, only the Bengals and the Cowboys are worse than them overall defensively. And here's the thing that I think galls a lot of people too, Bob. is that Mike Tomlin seems loath to blame his defense first. Do you have it, the opening of his news conference limits from last night? They gave up, just for context sake, and I realize they didn't finish some drives, but they gave the highest paid defense in the NFL and one that he said could be historically good this season. They gave them a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and they blew it. And they've given up almost 70 points and 1,000 yards in the last two games, almost on both counts. We all watched the game last night. They gave up 28 points in the second half. And this is how he addressed the media. Notice as first about his team.
First, congratulations to the Green Bay Packers on a victorious performance. From us, we just simply got to get a lot better in a lot of areas, in all areas, but some really specific areas that are critical to winning. We can't settle for field goals versus good people.
Boom. End. End
that's
it.
That's
the first thing he says?
First thing, he blames the offense.
Doesn't want to blame his defense.
Never. Never
his
does.
Defense first. How about this? The first thing is our defense, which is being paid $180 million and can't stop anybody. And you talk to me, I'm being Tomlin here, or anybody else who's ever been around this franchise when it's been successful, and you give them a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, that game needs to be shut down. I don't care how many times our offense got stopped in the red zone or the high red zone or the low red zone. We have an unbelievable kicker. We had a 10-point lead. We can never, ever, ever, and they hadn't since what, 1985?
Right.
Blow a lead like that at home going into the fourth quarter. It's defense. That's where the blame starts.
I totally agree. But the thing about field goals, too, these are choices you make as a head coach. There was a fourth and two where you didn't have to bring out Chris Boswell. If you know that you're going to need points against this team, which they did, and I felt, there are certain times fourth and two is a let's keep the offense going, get a good play call that works, and convert and keep moving down the field. Get yourself in a red zone where Rodgers has been better than most of their quarterbacks over the last several years. Instead, they take the automatic three. Too many times they do that, but that's because you have a luxury in Boswell and you know you're going to get it, but that's not going to win games. Field goals against teams like Green Bay, against teams like the Colts, against teams like Cincinnati, they're not going to win games. You've got to score touchdowns.
Thank you, Bob, for leading us right into decisions.
Okay, but by me saying that, I'm saying it from a coach's point of view. You control who kicks and who doesn't. You can on fourth and two, you can go for it once in a while.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.